listening to another Netcast production brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. Because those who can, do. Those who cannot, do it on the internet.
Hello everyone and welcome to yet another gaming show, the Video Gaming Netcast, brought to you by the Fancy Pants Gangsters at FancyPantsGangsters.com. It's the religious video game show. Church lady talks about video games. No. .com.
Yes, special.
Yes. This is where we talk about the video games and try to leave God out of it as much as possible. I don't know why. We've gone from Heathens. Super religious to atheist. Real very quickly. We're all over the scale. That's why people listen to this show, because we don't know what we're going to say next, let alone our listeners. No. We've got Mike Dineen.
Hello.
Woo!
I now...
Yeah!
Woo! Feel the energy there. We also have Ashley. Hey.
Hello.
And Courtney Close.
Hey, how's it going, everybody?
And Jeff is on the boards as well.
Yay!
Woo! And not on me.
No. Well, the night is young. And and one of us already has beer in his lap.
Well,
so.
Not... By my fault.
And my bad.
And we'll just let the listeners connect the dots on that one. We got a lot to talk about here. Some new games we'll be talking about. At least I will be. I don't know about the rest of you people.
I could probably add to COD Blobs.
We were supposed to play games?
What? Yes,
what we had
fuck?
Homework?
Not only is
never tell me anything.
Not only is it homework, but it's homework you have to pay for. So
that's the worst kind.
It's like college.
I had a film class where we had to do a paper on movies that were in the theater.
Oh.
So it was like, well, I can't fucking pay $10 to go see a movie.
You must see it in IMAX and 3D.
Yeah, it was terrible.
Fork over $24.
It was terrible. Anyway, but we got our first story is about Kinect and Move.
Yes.
Here.
The controllerless or the motion control video games. Now that we're kind of out of the holiday season and
Martin Luther King Day is a big shopping.
Yeah.
Day.
All right, well, we're out of the holiday 2010 season. Let me clarify. And it was kind of a difficult year for the gaming industry, depending on which analyst you're listening to. You know, some said that they had slight gains, and some said they had double-digit losses. But basically, our favorite analyst, Michael Pachter, has offered a cheery projection for December sales, which were led on the hardware side by Microsoft's Xbox 360 and its newly introduced Kinect. According to Michael Pachter, the Xbox 360 was the only console to achieve year-over-year sales gains during the period, with Xbox sales rising 91% to 2.5 million units during that period. Which, I mean, that seems like a lot.
Achievement unlocked.
Holy shit.
Yeah.
91% growth.
Yeah, basically, and everyone else kind of more or less declined. Now, I mean, Wii sales were just a little bit ahead. Pachter's saying that Wii sales declined about 32%, so they're down to 2.6 million.
Well, how can they be ahead but decline?
No,
they're like so far ahead.
They're ahead in total numbers sold.
Yes, they've dropped in percent. Relative to themselves.
Gotcha.
But
Meanwhile, the Nintendo fanboys are crying.
Yeah. I don't think so. The PlayStation 3 also saw sales slip from last year, and Pachter believes falling 12% to 1.2 million. So what does that mean? It means that a bunch of people bought a bunch of Kinects over the holidays.
Yes.
I also think how many people have rebought an Xbox because the last one red ringed, though. I would say that's like...
Mm-hmm.
Millions. Fucking millions.
I would think it's a combination of that plus the Kinects. You've got all these people buying
Kinects.
No,
it's Red Ring only. Okay, it's Kinect.
Well, let's take a survey.
But I was just trying to I don't know, as much as I play the Xbox 360, the PS3 that we've had treats us well and has not done anything bad. Like,
see,
rained.
I'm weird because I've had mines going on 2 years now. Nothing. It's
well, ours
fine.
Lasted for a few years, or like a year and a half, and then it just went kaput.
Now I say that I'm going to get home, and I'm going to find my Xbox is red ringed.
Yep.
Not only will it red ring, it'll actually burn your apartment down.
It's going to explode.
Yes.
I'm going to knock on the wood wall. Yeah, mine hasn't red ringed. My new one, the old one, obviously, like 2 years ago, bit the dust.
Yeah.
The red ring, but I think it's interesting. They said that because they just had CES keynote for Microsoft, and they had said they had touted that they had shipped 8 million Kinects worldwide, and I think they said that the real number is somewhere around 7.2 million. So
I has one.
So you, all right, well, we'll check that one off. Now we've got
7.199
to go. Okay. So I don't know. They said that 1.8 million were U.S. gamers. So that's...
So check me every, off
everyone.
That.
That's surprising.
Yeah.
I would have thought it would be a lot more than
that. Yeah, that's only about 20%, if my, or 25% if my math is correct. And
sorry, no. Hold on.
Oh, okay, sorry.
It's... Of the 3 million Kinects that were sold with the bundle with the console, 1.8 was U.S.
Okay, that makes more sense. That does make sense.
Can you remind me to read these before I...
Do you not have good read, Courtney?
I have terrible read.
No, he has good read, just he has terrible prepare.
Yes.
That's what that is.
He's terrible...
Was not a Boy Scout.
No. This totally makes sense. And we were talking before the show a little bit about how the Kinect is vastly outselling... the move, and I think a lot of that sadly has to do with Oprah.
Yep.
Really? You know,
totally.
She embarked. God, I can't talk tonight.
She
Swedish Chef. Now on
she
Yags.
Endorsed the Kinect on her show. That was like one of
right.
her big
and
things.
She gave away like everybody.
She gave away a whole bunch,
along with an Escalade for everyone.
Yes. Oh. Yes. It was a Kinect built into an Escalade. So. You really have to have a big living room.
And you can only wear UGG boots when you're inside.
Make sure you're 6 to 10 feet away from the Escalade at all times.
My Kinect Escalade won't fit inside my house.
God damn it.
That is bigger than my house.
That's a first
world
problem.
Oh, it won't fit next to my Call of Duty Black Ops Jeep. Damn it.
Wow.
Excellent. Anyway, so I mean that's a huge deal. Plus, it is the additional novelty. I mean, Sony once again did something that is an improvement on an existing thing without being that super kind of innovative.
Yeah.
Right. The other side of the coin, though, I guess, is what they're saying is that the software sales slipped about 10% during December. So they made up a bunch of ground on the hardware end, but the software end is still lagging. But they're saying that they're projected to go way up in 2011 with the new titles that are coming.
I don't know if this says this in the article, but when it says that software sales are down 10%, was that money or units? Do you know?
Yeah.
Because if it's money, to me, that
software
was
sales.
Software sales. So it's probably money.
Yeah.
But if it is money, and that
I think it is.
One thing that definitely struck me about this holiday season is that we were seeing huge sales. So I almost wonder if the units sold was on par or better, but just no one was making as much money because, you know, you had the big Amazon sales, you had
right.
like all the big the retailers
Stream
were doing
or Steam.
Steam. I mean, you saw all of these major retailers just huge sales, big discounts, things like that. So I wonder if that affects it or not.
I'm sure it does.
Also the downloadable games too.
They had mentioned that in November, Kinect software was only 4% of the industry due to a small tie ratio, in part because the hardware comes with the game. So they said, however, hardware sales and a slate that should improve of software will be more influential in 2011. So
I would hope so.
Yeah, well, it makes sense. You know, you've got all these people to actually buy your product. They shipped a bunch of units. Now let's develop for it, you know?
That'll be in the promo.
So, from terrible sales, or excuse me, I screwed my own segue up.
Terrific sales.
What I was going to say is from shitty sales to actual shit.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm.
We have toilet gaming now?
Yep. So, you know, my mom always said that I was pissing away my life on video gaming, but she never thought about
that
it literally.
That was actually worse than my segue. That was terrible.
But, however, Sega has decided to... do something here terribly innovative, and by that I stress the terrible, inventing games for the urinals. And this is a thing just going on in Japan here now, and that actually...
shocking.
Yeah. And this story of coming courtesy from Goozer Nation, but I think it's been on other outlets as well now. But yes, yeah, so there is four new gaming toilets called Toilets, as in T-O-Y-L-E-T-S.
I see what they did there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they have these four games. All right, so the first game, I'm going to mispronounce this first one here, but it's, what is that? Mannequin Piss? Calculates exactly Mannequin how much piss. A player peed. The second one, Graffiti Eraser. Players try to urinate forcefully to blast graffiti off of a wall.
That's kind of cool.
And then the third one, The North Wind and Her. This is totally Japan.
Please tell me that's a role-playing game.
Well, depends. Gamers act as the wind attempting to lift a woman's dress with powerful blasts.
Where's the one where you put out the fire?
And the fourth one, Milk from Nose. Players, players go head-to-head with the previous urinal user to see who has the strongest flow.
Yeah.
This is sexist. I can't play these games. I'm angry.
If these weren't bad enough, you have the ability to save your high scores on flash drives. You can plug
one of these USB enabled toilets then?
Yes.
Excellent.
They'd be fun to have at a work. You know, then everybody could
say. Yeah. You have an ongoing leaderboard.
I can piss better than Bob. You know, Bob has prostate cancer.
Yeah, I was going to say, it should be do you have prostate cancer? Get checked now.
You're playing an awful lot of this game.
You've played Mannequin Piss 5 times today.
There should
check for diabetes.
I could play ones where I couldn't. A woman couldn't. You know, even you had that go girl thing, that cup thing.
Yeah, that's what you need. I mean,
but except that it wouldn't be a strong flow.
Well,
it just be.
I don't know. Some of the videos that I have seen would disprove this.
You just need to invent a.
You've seen women use this?
Not
Evan. No.
Keep going. Yes, it's not going to make you sound any less.
I've actually seen something like this before. There was a game.
I've seen women pee. They've got great flow.
Yeah, I don't know. Apparently, you're just doing it wrong.
More comes out at once, so it's like. It's crazy.
Anatomy lessons live to you on Yags.
No, what I was saying was I've actually seen similar games like this before. There was one. Where did I see it? Might have even been San Francisco.
Chuck E. Cheese.
Not Chuck E. Cheese.
That's the ball pit.
Might have even been San Francisco, or it wasn't anywhere around here. I was on a trip somewhere. Mm-hmm. But it was a racing game where you had to steer this race car by peeing at different places on this pad.
I can get behind that.
Yeah,
that'd be fun.
But to me, that's just a bad idea because sharp turns will just have you peeing on the guy next to you, I think.
Yeah, you'd have to have pretty large walls on the side of the urinal.
It's called discipline and control.
Learn it.
You must learn both to be master.
Sorry. Use the Schwartz.
No, you know what I've always wanted? I don't know if I've seen it in a movie, but I think it'd be really funny to have one of those carnival games, like the bullseye.
Yeah.
They have, and then the thing, the water raises. Yeah. Exactly. And then whoever hits the top, you're the music will go up.
You get a free condom dispense out of you from the condom machine.
Yeah, exactly.
The clown's nose is a balloon and it keeps filling. Yeah. Burst. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't want to be near that balloon though. Yeah. It fills.
That's what I'm saying. You just you go to the top and then there's a bell that chimes or whatever.
Okay.
So not to make it overly serious, we actually got two law stories.
Sounds like a job for Dykeman. That's right.
Wow, we are just full of in jokes today.
That's my porn name, apparently.
Dykeman.
I don't know if Dykeman is a good porn name.
I think it's private detective.
I think it's a terrific
one. It's a terrific, exactly. I concur.
Secret spy or something. Mm-hmm.
Dykeman, attorney at law. That
sounds like a James Bond character.
I need a mask for that. I don't know why.
A mask?
I feel like you should have
a
mask.
I think you need a mustache. Just
I've got a beard. It doesn't really work.
I don't know.
Apparently the courtroom's like a masquerade.
I don't know if I want to see the mask that someone named Dyke Manine would wear.
It's got a zipper on it somewhere.
Yeah, it's a zipper somewhere. No. Anyway, well, Ashley, you've got an iPad as I struggle to right this ship here.
I do have an iPad.
You do have an iPad.
And I love it.
And have you seen the new Capcom game Maxplosion?
No, I don't really play a lot of games yet. I haven't gotten that far. You haven't
leveled up your iPad?
I'm in the early stages of iPad love.
Gotcha. Well, there's a brand new...
She killed it, actually, once or twice in the beginning.
There's a brand new iPhone and iPad game called Maxplosion, which where you play a hero that explodes, and you are running through a science lab and blowing up scientists. If this sounds at all similar, it's because this game it already doesn't. Came out. Called is called Splosion Man.
Did it come out like 2009 or 2000? Was it last year?
It was last year.
Yeah. Okay.
And according to the people that have already played it, it's basically a complete ripoff. In fact, programmer Mike Henry of Twisted Pixel tweeted, "Maxplosion gameplay video makes me sad. If you're going to outright steal a game, you should at least understand what makes it fun." He then went on to say, "Borrowing is great. Hell, we do it all the time, but that game is a complete theft."
I've played neither of these games, so
I've seen Cole.
Oh, yeah,
I'm glad you've added to the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, like,
your comments will be deleted.
Yeah. Well, what I don't understand is, like, so is it a direct ripoff, or is it like a just sort of a shitty version of the original?
No, it's pretty much middle vanilla.
Yeah, it's both.
It's really both. I played Splosion Man quite a bit. And I watched the gameplay video that mm-hmm. they produced for this, for Maxplosion, and it's the same goddamn game with worse graphics.
Yeah, except like the guy in the ripoff one is like red.
Yeah, they're both kind of red and explodey. Yeah. And the game mechanic is the same. Like, you can explode three times before you have to hit the ground again. And it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's a complete ripoff. I mean, I would expect this from something like a Flash game developer, but this is Capcom.
Right.
Like, they've
they
got some
better.
Money.
They've made some games.
Yeah, they should know this. Going back to Twisted Pixel, CEO Mike Wilford said, "Not sure what to say about Maxplosion. Pisses me off." He said, "It just sucks that because we're too small to do anything about it, and I bet Capcom is counting on that." Which,
ooh.
To me, is kind of fighting
words.
Fighting words.
Yeah.
Which you know, good for them that they basically said, yeah, Capcom's ripping us off, and frankly, fuck them.
Yeah.
Although the best fuck them line was, again, from Wilford, said, "I guess we're just going to have to make a better iPhone game than them. Shouldn't be hard."
Nice.
So, snap.
Burn!
And I'm a huge fan of all the Twisted Pixel games. I'm a big fan of the Maw. Did they do Alien Hominid? Was that them? No, that wasn't them.
No, that was Behemoth.
That was Behemoth, yeah.
No, but they just put out that
Comic Mr. Jumper.
Yeah, Comic Jumper.
I haven't played that yet, but sorry. I'm a big fan of theirs.
Mm-hmm.
I wish, and they've got the new Splosion Man coming out, I think, next year or late this year.
I love the Maw.
The Maw is very cute.
It's so
game.
Cute.
Does that mean that Maxplosion will appear in Marvel vs. Capcom 3?
That would be hilarious.
Oh, that would be really funny.
That would be pretty funny.
Because apparently, every week it's like, oh, and we've added such and such character that you've never heard of.
I still think those games should just have DLC characters, but like every week.
Yeah.
Just like, yeah, we got new people.
That'd
it's like,
be
and
fun.
We've added the dog from Mega Man.
Hey, nothing wrong with Rush.
Rocket. Oh, it's Rush?
Rush, yeah.
Well, I think it was Rocket, because that would make more sense.
They may have changed his name, but originally it was Rush. I haven't played the Mega Man games since
it
was like
Mega
Man 4.
And now it's Mega Man X, and now we've added Tree Man.
Well, X is a whole new, different storyline as far as I know.
No, I know.
Yeah.
Like I said, I stopped playing it on Mega Man 3, so.
Starting to get a little nerdy. I don't know.
Getting pretty nerdy in here. Nerd alert, nerd alert.
In similar stupid ass lawsuit news.
Before we jump to the next lawsuit, is there going to be a lawsuit here?
Well, I don't get.
Or are they just saying, well, I guess we can't do anything about it.
I don't
it.
Think
well,
they can because it's a different name and it's a different game.
Well, there's an interesting wrinkle with this mm-hmm. because it is kind of sketchy in terms, you know, on its own. Because, you know, If a company was going to sue another company for making a similar game, most first-person shooter developers would be out of business.
Right, yeah.
So, I mean,
would not exist.
However,
anymore.
Apparently, according to the Twisted Pixel guys, back when they were working on Splosion Man, they had pitched it to Capcom. So
they turned it down and said, that game sucks.
That's pretty much what they said, is that Capcom's like, no, we're not interested in this. So if they have any sort of record of those meetings, that could be something.
That could be.
It's like a real life The Social Network.
Kind of, yeah.
Oh, wait, that was real life. Never mind.
No, not really.
Those people don't exist.
I like your comment.
Okay.
Mike humor, everyone. Thank you very much. All right, second lawsuit story.
We need
story.
Some canned laughter.
The comedy stylings of Dykeman.
I thought there was more.
I was trying to, you did the social networking thing.
No, we all got it.
Whatever.
I don't think Courtney got it.
I just did.
I saw the wheel slowly turning in Courtney's
head. The hamster finally got on the wheel.
My hamster's asleep.
Wake that bitch up. Give him some pizza.
Sorry.
Why pizza? Anyway.
Because hamsters like pizza.
Apparently. Interplay. We've talked about the Fallout MMO a couple times on this show.
Mm-hmm. And, why isn't it here yet?
Well, this is why.
Agreed. I concur.
Lawsuits like
opposing
this,
counsel.
Lawsuits like this are why. Interplay were the originators of the Fallout IP, which they then sold to Bethesda, and then Bethesda sold it back to them so they could make the MMO. They are saying that, well, apparently Bethesda is suing Interplay to stop them from using things in the Fallout universe. According to Bethesda, that they licensed only one single asset, which was basically the Fallout name. Other than that, they're not allowed to use anything else Fallout related. So it sounds like basically you can use the name, but you can't use anything in the established universe or anything that would make it very Fallout-y.
Wow.
Hmm.
That's like the sequel to Roadhouse.
Creates a problem.
Where had none of the original characters, and they mentioned Dalton once.
Or Major League 3.
Don't you? Yeah. That'll work.
That's right. I love Major League. Anyway, the January 7th Interplay court filing argued that Bethesda's interpretation of the licensing and purchasing agreements between the two companies says Bethesda's interpretation requires Interplay to develop and release a MMO under the Fallout name but unrelated to the Fallout brand. First, this is not only absurd but specifically prohibited by the agreement because Interplay was only granted a quote license and right to use the licensed marks on and in connection to its with its Fallout branded MMO and for no other purpose. Says it was not the party's intent that Interplay create, for example, an online baseball game or poker game called Fallout.
I want to see an online baseball game.
Are they doing this as a challenge? I don't understand this. Like,
does not compute.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Bethesda is raising a stink. And,
well, sure.
And I don't know why. I think partly because they're like, wait, Fallout's actually going to make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
But it is. It's another one of those lawsuits where it's like, really? Like, which lawyer said that this was a good idea?
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, why did they sign the dotted line on that one? It's kind of their own bad.
They must not have read the fine print.
Somebody's rads were up.
Rads?
What does this mean?
Yes, very good.
Rad poisoning.
Interplay said that by divorcing the Fallout brand from its setting.
Is that a Fallout thing?
It's a Fallout thing.
Okay, thanks.
Courtney and I were like, what? What is this?
I was going to sit there and try to figure it out on my own.
It's really, you've already put more thought into it than it's really deemed necessary.
Damn it.
So this will go nowhere, but again, this is another roadblock to putting out the MMO.
Now, is this the same MMO that Mike had once predicted was going to unseat the holy World of Warcraft?
No, that was Star Trek Online.
Oh, yeah.
The game that I played for a total of 2 hours and decided this is the worst fucking thing ever.
That was a good try, Mike.
Yeah, I know.
You can make prophecies. Analysts do it all the time, and they're wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's what I always
the
wondered.
The world won't end
in
2012.
I watch a lot of sports events, and then they do their predictions beforehand, and then they even include like scores, what the final score they predict is, and then the game is played, and then just move on. No, there's no like attention paid to the actual predictions.
Yeah, nobody was like, only if they're right do they ever bring it up.
Mm-hmm. Not even though, like,
well,
hardly.
I've seen them bring it up. Yeah, very rarely.
Yeah, so I don't know. Like, your prediction, as off as it may have been, should not matter.
But in the spirit of only bringing up predictions when they're right, I did say Mike was fucking high when he said...
Well, no, I was stone sober. I haven't touched...
No, I still think you were high.
I believe he said, what are you, high?
No, I think I actually said, you're fucking high. I think that was what that was.
Mm-hmm. I don't remember the exact verbiage.
You want to bet on it?
You were close. I think I was high.
somebody was high, goddammit.
Yeah.
I got a contact high from Courtney. That's why I said that.
It's understandable.
All the paint.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. So PS3s and the bannings?
Yeah. So a story coming to us from VG Arabia, a site I'd never heard of before.
It's my Bible.
Mm-hmm.
Every day on the RSS feeder.
So we came with a story last week about... basically, somebody has opened up the PS3 and you can do pretty much whatever the hell you want with it, short of it making you breakfast the next morning.
It's a computer.
Yeah, well, pretty much. So now that, you know, with the release of the first custom firmware coming out for the PS3, Sony is pretty much going to end up doing whatever it takes to prevent the piracy. So their first move is they're trying to sue these hackers. So Sony sued Geohot, Failoverflow, and others who basically
were responsible. Geohot was the original guy that was, remember when they were talking about the banning the Linux?
Yep.
And he's like, booyah.
So they're going after all these people. And basically, this article had predicted that what could end up happening is that you'll hear more people playing pirated games in their PS3, so software sales will decline, and people will play games over the PlayStation Network for free, and PS3s will basically become like the
It'll be anarchy.
It'll be like basically the Dreamcast, where people could just do whatever they want and didn't actually have to pay for anything. So,
except for the actual PS3.
Right. But other than that, so what this person thinks is that Sony is going, so according to them, when you turn on your system, the console communicates with a set of Sony servers, and a log of applications running your system is transmitted to Sony. So Sony knows what you're doing on your system, that is saying if you have it on the internet, of course. So Sony has the ability to completely just brick your PS3.
Oh, they just hit the brick button from Sony headquarters. And
so basically, they'll just take your PS3 and be like, this thing is now non-functional.
All your base R belong to us.
Yep. So this article is a little bit speculative in this fact that they're just saying that basically they think the Baton Hammer will be coming out if this thing gets widespread. So I guess I brought it up more as to see, what do you guys think? Do you think this will become a giant problem? Will this...
It sounds like a little bit of fear-mongering, doesn't it? I mean, it kind of smacks of, like, it's like, you know, oh no, the sky is falling, you know? Like, and I don't think that it's actually going to lead to, like... Like, because, I mean, there's piracy all over the place, and no matter whether what gaming console, PC, whatnot. So it's like, I guess I don't see how this particular instance of piracy is going to lead to the downfall of, you know, the PS3.
Yeah. I guess my thing with it is, how many people actually know how to do the things in here that they talk about?
Probably not
of us here, could you do this, Evan?
If Cole saw a video how to do it, he'd
I'd be kind of in the same realm where it's like if I had instructions, but it's here's the thing.
I'd be able to do it.
Yeah, I mean,
from what
I'm guessing, it's not terribly difficult if you kind of, in this maybe a stupid ass statement, but if you know what you're doing, it's not terribly hard.
But again, now you've made your system where you can never play it online.
Okay.
Like off the grid.
Well, for you that doesn't matter, but there's other people that's a big deal.
For them, well, of course. You know, it's what's going to happen is the same thing's going to happen that happens with Xbox, with modded Xboxes.
Mm-hmm.
They go online and they know it, they're going to ban them from Xbox Live, or in this case, you know, PSN. They're not going to brick the systems because that is fucking sweet nectar. For a lawyer,
yeah,
I mean that there's no way they're gonna kill the entire system. You know, they'll block you off of PSN, they'll do something like that, but they're not gonna kill the system because that's just retarded.
And if the ability was actually available, like, and people are smart enough to you know come up with these ways to hack the PS3, what's to say they couldn't get into like the Sony system and then brick everyone else's? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I just think. They're gonna have to. Even if they could technologically just kill the system from afar, it's such a legal and PR nightmare for them that they're you know, I will not give Sony a whole lot of credit in terms of intelligent planning, but they're not that dumb.
No, I don't think I think it's mostly just threatening at this point, just to scare people.
Oh yeah, they'll try to sue these guys. They may even take some of the actual like hackers, like if people that do try to open up their systems, they may even try to do take them to court. But they're not going to do anything that is going to seriously damage their opinion worldwide over this. I mean, they know the shit that Microsoft went through.
I'm just waiting for some jackbooted thugs from Sony to come bursting through the door, you know, and like
like a SWAT Sony team.
Kevin Butler's could actually come.
It's Sony, so it'd be ninjas.
Ooh, jackbooted ninjas.
I don't think jackboots work well in a ninja situation.
Led by Kevin Butler.
They must have jackboots.
Carney has decreed.
It's part of my fantasy, okay?
So, why are you fantasizing about jackbooted ninjas now?
That's none of your business.
That's what I thought.
Silent That's what he thinks about Hill. When he's playing the P games.
I think it's time for some release news.
Yes.
Woo!
Yay, Ashley's release.
No, we already did the story about the P games.
But that's toilet humor story.
Oh, come on. Come on. After Mike's several turds, I'm the one that gets the...
We, it's not like we laugh at him.
We didn't expect me to say stupid shit.
I suppose.
You're supposed to be the leader of this band, this fucking circus.
So a new Silent Hill game has been announced, and the official title will be Silent Hill Downpour.
And so this will be one of the P games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
I don't know if I want a survival horror P game.
Just
escape the golden shower.
It'll scare the pee right out of you.
Funny side note. Game Informer stated, water will be a major role in the game.
Wow.
Good one. Good ups on that, buddy.
Yeah.
I don't...
Other things water features heavily in, the movie Waterworld.
Yeah.
What?
Heavy rain.
Yeah. Other aqua type.
Aqua Velva.
Deep blue sea.
Not a lot of water involved when you listen to Aqua.
Well, no.
Yes, but I get all sweaty.
Sweaty and sexy.
Sweaty and sexy because of the lady in the Swedens.
What?
Nothing.
She's not hot at all, man.
Oh.
The 90s pop group Aqua?
Yes.
Why are we even...
I have two of their CDs upstairs.
We've burned like 2 minutes
Courtney
on this.
Is about 2 minutes behind in the conversation.
Are you a time traveler?
He's time cop.
Yes, I'm time cop.
Anyways, Jean-Claude Silent Hill.
So just a little bit of the game. It's supposed to actually be more of an homage to the original 1 and 2, which is good since the series has gotten significantly downhill.
Down Silent Hill? Downpour?
Downpour Silent Hill.
Oh, okay.
Good
Fail.
One.
Fail.
Good one.
So this one at least is going to be in Silent Hill. I know the fourth one was in a stupid-ass room half the time. And
what? Was the room in Silent Hill?
No.
Oh.
But you go in the room in some weird dimension, then you're supposedly inside. It was dumb. It wasn't very good. The Homecoming, the newest one, wasn't so bad. But this one is supposed to be like the older ones. The map is a lot larger than the last games. It actually has a subway system to explore, which tells you the vastness of it. And then it explores the whole southeastern side of Silent Hill, which has never been seen in any of the games. Except there's not
How
any...
How big is this town?
It's big.
It's a town with a subway?
Yes.
Whoa. The town is called Manhattan.
Yeah. And there's no hospitals or schools in the actual
game. But they have a subway.
Game. But they have a subway. Well, you're just going to the southeastern part. So I'm assuming you just take the subway about... I think you're just in the tunnels of the subway. I don't know how much you're actually in a subway.
Right.
So the thing... I don't know if you'll see any of the nurses that you usually see since there's no hospital, but maybe, you know, they could be roaming around somewhere. And the biggest problems I've noticed with the newer games have been the combat systems and how incredibly difficult it is to kill anything and how you have really no choice. In the old ones, you could basically run away if you didn't want to fight something except for maybe a dog here and there.
Okay.
And then you just have to make sure you remember where you left a creature so then you would be able to avoid them in that next room. So... But the new games are you pretty much have to kill anything, and it's ridiculously hard. You don't have guns, you only have like melee things, and it's really ridiculously difficult to avoid any of their hits. So you die over and over and over. And I have no patience for survival horror games where I die that many times.
So wait, are you saying in this new one, the Downpour, that's the one that's the hard one?
No, this one is actually supposed to be like the older ones. It's the newer ones that
have gotten... So you're saying
it's
gotten, not... Okay, I gotcha.
Yeah, the new one is supposed to have the combat, which is supposed to be more... You're encouraged to avoid a lot of the creatures, or maybe hit them once or twice to get them out of your way.
Right, it's a good tactic to not just try to kill everything.
Right, because your weapons don't last very long. Like, you get an axe or a pipe, and eventually they wear out,
mm-hmm.
or they'll break. So there has been an axe that has been confirmed, which is... sweet, because that's probably one of the most powerful ones.
Axe confirmed.
Axe
That is confirmed. Now the name of the show.
And The only mandatory fights are the boss battles, which take form in QuickTime events. So that's kind of cool.
Really?
It's kind of cool because the problem with Silent Hill is just, like I said before, the bosses are... they're just too hard. Because you don't have a gun, and it's unrealistic. But to kind of go back to my main story, which is from Destructoid, I don't know who Brian Gomez is. I don't know if he's like the main design director behind it. That must be what he was or is, because he talks about how he wants the series to kind of go back to the old versions. And that's what they were more famous for and how they got more sales. So he's quoted to say, if you look at the whole series, the way we choose to look at the series, Silent Hill as an entity, a genius Loki is a character. So it's saying like the town is the main character of the story, which is pretty obvious.
Right.
Silent Hill, the town, is the star of the show. And the way that Jigsaw is in Saw, he's the enticing force and events transpire around him. That's what Silent Hill is also like. It's really about who you plug into. You get a different result whenever you plug into a different person with a different philosophy or psychology, a different load of guilt or remorse that they're carrying around with them or whoever they're looking for in the story. Because in the first one, you're looking for a kid. In the second one, you're a guy who's looking for his wife.
Right.
So really, it is more about the town. So he's trying to bring it back to that, which the newer ones haven't been.
So, but I'm wondering if this is going to be something, you know, like, you know how, like, most musicians, when they're putting out a new album, they go, "Nah, we're going back to our roots. We're gonna sound a lot more like our first albums." And then they end up, like, letting you down in the end. I hope this isn't one of those situations where they're like, "Oh, yeah, we're going back to, remember those Silent Hill 1 and 2? Those are sweet. It's going to be like that." And then it's not going to be.
But not really.
Yeah.
But I think it's different for musicians because it's not the same people going back and doing it who haven't, you know, he hasn't done the first ones and then been 10, 15 years later. He's not progressed as a person from that original Silent Hill where he's just somebody completely different coming at it from a whole different perspective and enjoyed the first games.
Right, right.
So
what's interesting, and this is kind of something that I've seen more and more with these long-running franchises, is that you've got people now that grew up playing like the first Silent Hill. Because when was the first Silent Hill? What was that, like 10 years ago? 10, 12 years ago?
It was PS1. The first
so
one.
So that would have been, let's see, I was still in high school at
that
time.
I think I was
so,
a sophomore.
Yeah, so that's at least 12, 13 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, he could have been playing it as a teenager, gone through college, and now is working through that. So I wonder if this is going to be kind of a trend where we're seeing the people that grew up playing these franchises now becoming in charge of the franchises and taking it back to how it was back when they were kids. And we've talked a lot about how there's so much nostalgia in the game industry just as the audience gets older and all that stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I wonder if this is kind of another weird aspect of that, where you're going to have these long-running franchises that have this kind of back-to-basics movement.
Right. And I think you need it with this because with Silent Hill, there was such a vast array of just gory creepiness that you could work with because it changes all the time. And it's really in the behind, you know, the eyes of the beholder, whoever, you know, is in the game. And it's different from the Resident Evil games because the Resident Evil games have just completely revamped themselves. They're more action first-person shooters than they are survival horror, which has worked for them because I think their stories just got boring and the writing wasn't very well done. With the Silent Hill, the writing was always so strong and so was the music. I mean, they had everything. So to kind of go back to that, it is really important, and I'm excited more for this one. It makes me want to play the one I'm trying to beat right now, but it makes me even more excited because it just sounds like, you know, Brian Gomez is just really identified with the games and what they were all about and what needs to be changed to make it better.
Right, and it sounds like there's a lot of detail that's coming out that like he's describing.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have a release date?
I don't know.
As with everything, I'm sure it's years away.
I'm sure. Well, we've got E3 coming up here in like six months, so I'm sure there'll be more information on that. Yeah.
It'll be delayed, like everything else.
You sound so bitter, so broken down.
Lost my tail again.
The delayed Gears of War again.
So in other release news, I actually do know when roughly this is coming out. Courtney, this is for you because I know you love Lego games.
Oh, yes. I love them.
So
what they need is another stupid Lego game.
So TT Games is coming out with a DS game, which was one of my favorite games, was a Lego game, DS game last year. It is called Ninja Go.
I'm guessing
Ninja Go. Go, yeah. Ninja, go, Ninja, go. Go, Ninja, go, Ninja, go. That should be the theme song.
They don't have the boots, though.
The boots?
Boots?
You know the ninjas with the boots that you were talking about?
Oh, the jackbooted ninjas?
Yeah, jackbooted ninjas.
Well, maybe that's DLC.
That's a good callback, Mike. I didn't know, I was confused.
Sorry. Wait, but that works.
Sorry. I thought that's maybe what you were referring to, and I was hoping it was something more clever.
Mike, bet in a million.
I'm done.
I'm sorry.
I'm done talking the rest of this fucking show.
Man, you pour some beer on a man's crotch, and his creativity just goes right out the window.
In Mike's defense, it is kind of a tough room. So.
Yeah.
That's true.
Dying of fire.
Now
Lego games.
So Ninja Go.
Ninja Legos.
So it's actually Lego Battles Ninja Go.
That's actually very appropriate that Legos and ninjas finally getting back together.
Mm-hmm.
As anyone who never sees Legos on the floor until you step on them and when bare feet, they are the ninjas of the toy box.
They are. Yeah.
They hide and then they strike.
Them and like the little army men, which are already, you know, based in
strategy and sneakiness. The army men, they're so soft nowadays. You have to get the old ones.
Well, that's what I mean.
Yeah.
You know.
Those old like lead ones.
Yeah, yeah. They wanted to kill kids with.
Yeah, that's right.
The ones where you step on them, then you don't have your tetanus shot.
Yeah, exactly. You're it's like lead toys painted with lead paint. Mm. It's like double shot.
So this new Lego game will be releasing this spring. So it's pretty soon.
Up.
Yeah. It focuses on Lego ninjas who use the art of spinjitzu.
that sounds made up.
Yeah, it's like that is not a legitimate.
You hush. To turn into tornadoes to crush their enemies.
That sounds legit.
Lego tornadoes.
That would actually be kind of cool to see a tornado of Legos. Not at my house. Outside.
Like a weather phenomenon.
Lego Nami.
Do you know they have such a thing called Gustnadoes? Did I just blow all of your minds?
I don't know what the heck that is.
That sounds stupid.
It's true. Meteorologists look
it
up.
It sounds like a food item you'd buy at Super America.
Just because it's true doesn't mean it's smart.
It's a Gustnado. It's just like extremely strong forces of gusts.
I think that's the Asian fellow that lives down the hall from me. His name is Gustnado.
It's the handyman in your building, I think.
So Ninja Go will have two campaigns, good and evil, along with a set of multiplayer modes. Hmm. The title is being developed by Hellbent Games.
Have you guys played a lot of multiplayer DS games?
Cole and I have played a little bit of the Mario Party. That's about it.
Is it fun? Is it worth it for to play multiplayer? Or
I think it's no. It's not really necessary. No.
Depends on the game. I've seen a lot of people play like the Mario Kart game.
Oh yeah, that's
yeah,
cool.
That's true.
Yeah, it depends on the game. I mean. It's just like saying
Mario Party was fun, but yeah. I wouldn't necessarily this if it's got two campaigns. Why would you need to play multiplayer
when you're done with those two campaigns?
So you can get some more Ninja Go.
It's like Pokemon.
Gustnados.
You need more Gustnados.
he probably doesn't listen to this show, Gus. He probably
doesn't. Yeah, I'm sure.
I don't think he does.
Well, he lives. He just listened to his transistor radio in the basement, like all handymen in my mind.
I like that he's become the super of my building in your fantasy.
Hey, you're fantasizing about jackbooted ninjas. I can fascinate about your handyman.
Gustnado. Okay. Although, yours sounds more likely to be a porn scenario than his
jackbooted
ninja.
No, I'm picturing like an old balding. I'm picturing like a...
That's
like
how
a,
most guys in porns look. They're fucking ugly and all the chicks have to be semi-attractive. Have you not seen porn?
What? Apparently we're looking at the wrong porn. I don't know.
Maybe I'm looking at the wrong porn.
Apparently, yeah.
I just watch anime.
You just buy that. You just buy that local Minneapolis porn, which is never good.
Yeah.
The problem with watching a lot too much hentai is, and every time you go by some sort of a bush, you get worried if it's going to attack you.
No, I don't watch the weird hentai. Just regular
good Christian hentai.
Yes. Fucked up, man.
Good old classic tentacle raping.
Good old classic.
That makes me uncomfortable.
No. This is terrible.
Yeah.
So
we're all horrible.
Finally, before we get to the games, and we teased this a little bit on our Facebook page, which you can find at facebook.com/yetanothergamingshow.
Ooh, good plug.
I think that's right. We're going to talk about Missile Command as a movie.
Yes.
Pew, pew.
Now, it was just over a year ago that we heard that Atari was pitching Missile Command as a movie. And now, even though it sounds ridiculous, Fox has picked up Missile Command for movie production, which, I thought about it, and I was like, you know, this is another one of those movies that they're trying to capitalize on. Like, they've got the Battleship movie is now in, you know, I don't know if they've got Chutes and Ladders and Candyland in the pipe. But
you're serious. The Battleship movie was made in the 80s. It was called The Hunt for Red October
I understand.
Yes, but Hunt for Red October wasn't made by Ridley Scott. Ridley Scott is doing the Battleship movie.
Yes. Where Commander Milton Bradley sinks your battleship.
Damn right.
Again, speaking of porn.
I don't think they're doing. I don't think they're doing a Candyland movie.
Well,
that would actually make more sense.
Chutes and Ladders.
Candyland would be awesome if they made it like survival horror type.
Like the Candyman.
Something tells me that the brand manager of Candyland would not agree with.
I'm just saying. And then I would watch it if it was more like a.
There are Candyland movies, though. I have seen them.
Like a Blair Witch Project type thing, almost. Yes. So not as bad as Blair Witch Project.
So Missile Command. I was thinking about this and. You know, I was about to write it off, and then engineer Jeff sent out a link to The Escapist had a video on the merits of a narrative-driven Missile Command, and
that is actually what we posted on our Facebook.
Yes, so if you want to check that out, but it was actually really interesting. It like totally flipped my like I was about to be like, wow, this is a lame idea, and now all of a sudden I'm like, wow, this could be actually a kind of a neat idea. But I don't know. Like it was a game like that I really enjoyed though. I know Jeff is saying that he disliked it, but it's a really simple game. But I never ever thought of it as defending cities from a nuclear holocaust. I need to stop those lines from reaching the ground. That was it, you know?
Like, you just think of how, I mean, it's such a basic, simple game that you
that
can
was
really
gonna be
just,
my point.
It's
yeah.
just like an army military. Shoot 'em up type. It could just, I mean, you can add so much to it. It doesn't have like a storyline. It's not like a Final Fantasy game.
It's it is a bit of a blank canvas for whoever to let's see. I think they named the actual people that were working on it, Burke Sharpless and Matt Sezama, who did Flash Gordon. Ooh, he's gonna
the movie or the TV show.
And he also
movie.
Did Dracula Year Zero. So I don't know if those
Dracula Year Zero was terrible.
Oh, I was hoping you were going to say Dracula Dead and Loving It.
Yeah. that was also terrible.
No.
It was
that was good. Terrible.
It's funny.
No.
Watch it again.
So Burke Sharpless and Matt Sezama are writing it. Peter Chernin is going to produce it through Chernin Entertainment. So there's not exactly like heavy hitting names behind this, so I mean I'm a little skeptical that they're, you know, even though that they've got a blank canvas to work with and they could really make it whatever they want, I have a sinking feeling it's gonna suck.
I can see this going straight to DVD.
yeah
yeah I but you never know. I
hey, if
video
gamer,
game related yeah.
if gamer didn't go straight to DVD, Missile Command has a shot.
I like Gamer.
Yeah, Gamer.
I kind of did because it was so bad.
Gamer had a bit of a lineage, though. I mean, the guys behind it had a little bit of a cred behind them, so that makes a little bit more
and
sense.
They actually, and they had some decent act. Well,
Gerard,
the only thing, he's been good in his 300. Everything else, I've been extremely disappointed with him. I'm going to write him a letter.
You didn't like The Ugly Truth?
Or P.S. I Love You, New.
Or The Bounty Hunter.
Oh, God, he was in that.
Wasn't all the three the same movie?
Yeah. Essentially.
No, P.S. I Love You was like even more disturbing.
Oh,
than
he was
the
ghost,
Hunter.
That's right.
Yeah, he was the ghost.
He just seems like a poor man's Russell Crowe. Gerard Butler.
I think he's got a better sense of humor.
Yeah.
I think if you...
No, wait, he's in How to Train Your Dragon as one of the voices.
Yeah.
Oh,
so
that's
there,
true.
There's his
I
other
do,
good...
I do love that movie.
Yeah.
The movie is pretty...
I think he's one of those where he's kind of like The Rock, and since we're going movie talk now.
Sure.
He's kind of like The Rock where he's just been given utter shit to work with. And I think if you give him a good script, he could do something interesting.
Meanwhile, Stone Cold Steve Austin totally is...
Stone Cold Steve Austin is just a... He's just a pile of meat.
He was in Condemned.
I repeat.
He's in The Expendables.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but He wasn't there for his acting chops.
Well, nobody in there is in there for their acting
Dolph
chops.
Dolph Lundgren is a modern master.
He is. Really.
I will break
is he even
you.
In that movie?
Yeah, Dolph Lundgren is in that movie.
I never did see that movie.
The only people who aren't in it that should be in it are Steven Seagal and Jean-Claude Van Damme.
Both of them too fat.
I haven't seen Van
no,
Damme
Steven
in a while.
Steven Seagal, no, he's kept in pretty good shape.
He just, he's in another movie.
False.
I think recently.
Now, have you seen him in that where he's the sheriff?
No, but he did another. He's doing another movie now. I think he's getting in shape.
Jean-Claude Van Damme's still in shape.
He likes the punani.
The problem is you put Jean-Claude Van Damme with all those other guys because not many people know this. Jean-Claude Van Damme, three apples high. He's very, very short.
Huh.
So
did not know that.
Yeah. So
it's not like Sly is that tall either.
True, but Jean-Claude Van Damme is like fun sized. I mean, he's
Hobbit sized.
Yeah, he's close. I mean, he
Hobbit size for your convenience.
Exactly.
didn't he star with Dolph Lundgren in
Universal Soldier?
Yeah. He was also
Dolph Lundgren's like 7 feet tall, so.
Yeah.
And Jean-Claude Van Damme played Guile in the Street Fighter movie,
he
right?
did, which yeah. was very
no,
silly.
You know who
tying
wasn't?
It right back to video games.
Yep.
I like
you know,
it.
You know who wasn't in that movie that should have been, though? Chuck Norris.
He's too old.
Chuck Norris is all like, I love Jesus. Anything that is against Jesus, I don't like.
Old people can still kick ass.
Really?
Gandalf? Mm.
Oh, yeah. Like Chuck Norris is like
yeah.
hella religious
okay.
now.
Here's the thing. Gandalf has magic. Chuck Norris just has guns.
Chuck Norris can cure his tears. They cure cancer.
I'm pretty sure
Chuck
Norris is
going to devolve into a bunch of Chuck Norris.
It is.
Pretty
so,
sure he's magic.
Which is why I'm stopping this now. So before we get into the
what
games...
What about Vin Diesel?
Before we get into the games, I'm going to... I wanted to mention something... last week, I forgot, we put out, you know, as we always do every week, we put out messages on our Twitter and Facebook, twitter.com/YagsFPG. If there's anything you want us to talk about, anything in general, and last week I said, is there anything you just want us to say?
like phrases?
Could
it
be phrases?
Okay. Uh-huh.
So Denzalo wanted me to say testicles. So there you go. I'm a week behind.
I think
behind.
Everyone should say that.
Just
Courtney,
right
your turn.
Testicles?
Testicles.
Testicles.
There we go.
Jeff, do you want to say it?
Dendalo.
There was a band called Test Icicles.
I
thought that was pretty clever.
That's clever.
Right. That clever is a word, yes. Mm-hmm.
It's like the
variation,
thing you do.
It's a variation on.
It's like that thing you do, the wonders, and everybody calls
the
Oneaters.
Yeah.
I like that movie.
Me too.
It's a great movie.
No idea what you're talking about. So, nice. Anybody play anything?
I played more of Cod Blobs.
Mortal Kombat.
That's what I thought she said too. I'm like, Mortal Kombat.
Actually, what happens in the game is you go to the Russian, you throw a spear at the Russian, you know, you tell him to get over here in Russian, freeze him, and then rip out his spinal cord.
Nice.
And you get an achievement
Fatality.
For that.
Yeah, you gotta get an achievement for it.
Just been playing a lot online, and there's a really, I don't know, Mike, if you've played this one, but there's a one that you can play just for money, and you get grenades, arrows, or no, you get throwing knives, arrows that exploding tip arrows, and a tomahawk. And you just go around and you fucking shoot people.
Like Rambo?
It's amazing. There's just like explosions everywhere. And then if you tomahawk somebody, it takes their score down to zero. So like you hear like humiliated and then bankrupt.
It's almost like the weird voice in Counter-Strike.
Yeah, it's
oh,
weird.
Yeah.
Like headshot. Humiliation, domination.
It's so fun. Cole and I just, we were playing with some guys who were obviously high, and you could just hear them online just be like, oh my fucking God, I just tomahawked you in the face. And the other guy's like cheesing out. So we just kept playing with them. And it was so much fun because you don't play for, you know, you just play for like 30 credits, you know,
right.
So you're not playing for a lot of money.
And
you don't.
The credits are what you use to buy upgrades. And
yeah,
like
yeah.
Just to clarify for people
yeah,
that
sorry.
Haven't played it.
Yeah, you,
you're gambling.
Yeah, to get weapons and better things instead of just unlock, you have to unlock them and then you have to buy them. Same with like your cards and your avatar thing or your player card. And so it's so fun though. You just go around, oh my God. It's addicting. See, Cole and I were just cracking up. Adam comes up here. He's like, what are you guys doing? We're like exploding and tomahawking people. And he's like, what are you playing? So that's really funny.
Not enough games have tomahawks anymore.
I know.
Red Dead, apparently, that was one of the weapons you could do in the multiplayer.
Well, that makes
yeah, the
a little
multiplayer,
bit more
yeah.
sense.
Then you have to play multiplayer on Red Dead, which yeah. I don't like Rockstar's multiplayer yep. engine at all. So, yeah. I haven't been playing too much of the traditional multiplayer in COD Blobs. I've just been playing the zombie mode, which
again, it reaffirms the reason why I don't play stuff like Call of Duty online, because I've had the second game I played, some 12-year-old who thought he should boss us around, like he was like group leader,
mm-hmm.
and wasn't paying attention half the time because he was too busy fighting with his siblings, which you heard the entire conversation in your head,
that.
In your headset. Make oh. no, you reheat me the pizza, blah, 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 blah. And then you'd be like, motherfucker, you stole my kills. And I'm like, fucker, like, and I, you know, I shouldn't swear at a 12-year-old, but I did. I'm like, listen, motherfucker, pay attention to the fucking game or go make your goddamn dinner. Figure it out.
Go make your pizza, man.
Mike Denis, internet tough guy.
Yeah.
Well, I just get sick of people. I'm like, and what sucks is
playing
is
online would cause a problem.
What
with it,
sucks
yeah.
is that when I have the Kinect plugged in, I stupidly did not turn off the chat capabilities through the Kinect. So I'm like, either way, if I have the headset or the Kinect, I'm gonna hear these jackasses.
That's why you mute them.
Well, it's harder to do with the Kinect.
Cole and I reported somebody because he was just going off with the N-word and the F-word, the other F.
There are many F-words.
There are many F-words, but he was just like just going off like in when before we were like in the matchmaking, mm-hmm. and I'm like, what is this person? Like, people still talk like this? Like, I maybe okay, Halo 2 when people were just kind of getting into it, right. whatever. But this is ridiculous. So Cole reported him. I'm like, let me report him. So I reported him for offensive language.
Wow. Nice.
I'm sure I've gotten reported for that a couple times.
I remember the only time that I ever really had a problem with anyone online was this guy who was singing, and singing is in quotes in this because it was more sort of talking badly, the new Eminem song.
Oh.
And what was hilarious is he would sing the Rihanna parts in a higher tone of voice.
Oh, that song. Okay.
It was actually amusing, except it kind of took us out of the Assassin's Creed mode. It was just like, yeah, I can't take this seriously.
Because he was like, I love the way you lie.
Yeah, exactly. While we were playing. So it was.
Did he have headphones on, like, of the actual song?
How would he
No,
able
he
would,
no,
chat.
He, no, after a while, he took requests.
Oh, boy.
Oh.
So he was doing it on purpose.
My favorite multiplayer experience was one time I was over at my friend's house, and then we were connecting to a Halo match, and this kid, this 12-year-old, kept like just, you know, trash talking and just slamming my buddy, and like finally my buddy snapped at him and was just like, so how's your 401k doing? You know, how you doing in this credit crunch? Oh, that's right, you don't have one. You're 12. You know, like. It's like, yeah, you'd show him. Yeah, you.
Wow.
You really put that kid in his place.
That is hilarious. That's a really funny way to try to be offensive to a smaller adolescent.
Yeah, he did it without using a curse word. So I
like
thought,
me, so he's not, you know.
That's okay.
He doesn't bring the class like I do.
Yeah.
He's like, fuck me. Oh yeah. Well. Fuck you! Yeah! Yeah! Fuck you.
You totally sounded like Dana Carvey there for a second. Like doing Dana Carvey doing his old man voice. Oh, that's yeah. pretty much what you were doing.
Wait, your friend did that or the kid was doing that?
No, the kid was swearing at him and he was saying he was putting him in his place because...
With the 401k. Yeah. I don't think I have a 401k. That's a.
I'll get one soon.
How's the credit crunch treating you? Huh?
I'm excited.
That's right. That's what I thought.
I don't know why I can just see Will Ferrell saying something like that, but, you know, whatever.
Wish you weren't a liar.
Courtney, even playing?
Shut your dirty mouth.
I drive a Dodge Stratus. SNL talk, you don't know.
Have you been playing any games, Courtney, sir?
No.
All right.
It's good straight talk with the kids.
No, I have been playing Prototype. I still haven't beaten it yet. And I've gotten to a part where I've got to blow up a bunch of helicopters in a short succession. And
that was a bitch.
Yeah.
I remember that one, though.
And it's like, where's a rocket launcher when you need one? You know?
I think I remember Cole bitching about that part as well.
It's really tough.
It was a tricky one, yeah.
And Adam yelling in the basement is... He seriously turns into a basement troll when he plays games. Because, like, yesterday he was... You could hear him... You could see him be like, fuck! Ah! And then he comes upstairs and Cole is like, having some problems with those games, Adam? And he's like... No, Adam, have some problems with games? And he's like, shut up, Cole.
Anger management.
It's only with games. Other than that, he's a very mild-mannered man.
He is.
It's just games, and then he just, like, you just hear, fuck, go! ah! And then you hear like a bang on the table, and then I just yell, animate! And he's like, fucking game!
The... With these games like Prototype, I've found myself in situations like where it's really, really tough, and I'll grind out many hours trying to get past the thing, and like I'll get to just barely past a checkpoint and then die. So then it's like, okay, at least when I start again, I'll be like an inch closer to defeating this really long and insanely hard mission. So it's like you sit there, it's like, okay, I played for like 4, maybe 5 hours today, and I've reach 2 checkpoints.
Like, go me.
This fucking sucks. And I have you have to go through the whole thing again. It's like, oh, well, so and so is leaving Manhattan in a helicopter. You're gonna have to blow them all up. You're gonna have to kill them all. And it's like, I know, but I can't. They're so hard and they're fast.
Can you help?
I just like to see Courtney then in that realm as a superhero. I'll be like, oh, do I really gotta capture Doc Ock? I mean, he's so hard.
Yeah, well, it's like,
I'm just gonna go to sleep.
You blow up a helicopter and it's like, great. Guess what? He's in another helicopter. He's like, oh, he can't just...
It's like, can't we check this beforehand, please?
Remember when the princess was always in another fucking castle?
It was like, you know, that. It's, you know, exactly like that.
Except it was like, in another castle that you have to be in 30 seconds.
I like... I can just see Courtney being a superhero with his phone and then, like, just having the phone going off and him being fast asleep and then waking up and, like, there's fire outside and be like, oh, I fell asleep.
I passed out.
Sorry, guys.
Sorry. Can't help it. Can't wake me up. Sorry.
I'm not reliable, okay?
He is
no good at being a superhero.
I'm assuming you're done.
Yeah, okay. Of course.
Evan's like, it's my turn to hear my
voice. Damn it, I want to talk.
Why don't you go ahead? Proceed.
I don't want to talk. No, most of the console games have been playing the same shit. Saboteur, Eternal Sonata, such and such. I'm almost done with Saboteur, so it's more like, all right, do I want to blow up these 700 fucking Nazi things, or do I want to do something else? But on my phone, I actually bought a game.
Ooh.
Did you get by Game Developer Story?
I did buy Game Dev Story.
Oh, my God. I want to.
Was it Angry Birds, but that's...
No, that's free on Android. So,
Does that cost an iPhone?
Yeah. Yeah,
it's
like $2 or something.
I have an iPad.
It's fairly cheap.
It probably costs something.
The iWorld.
Yeah, I'm sure it cost something. Everything does.
But yeah, Game Dev Story, I don't know when it came out. Originally, it was just an iPhone game, but it is now available on Android. It may have been out for months. I don't know. But I just finally heard that it was out for Droid. And unlike the iPad store or the iPhone store, since there's like it's all in American currency, since the Droid marketplace is a lot more open, if it's a foreign company, you pay for it in foreign money.
Mm.
So it was 230 yen.
That's a lot of yen.
That's only like...
No, I don't know how much. It worked out to about $2.30.
Yeah, I was going to say it's only two. That's only $2.30.
Oh, yeah.
That's not a lot.
Might have been 250 yen. I don't remember what it was.
No, 230 or yeah.
Whatever. Right. Regardless. I own it, and I paid money for it. And if you've never played this game, it's basically like one of those lemonade stand games where it's like, you've started a company. Now make product. Except the product in this case is games.
Hmm.
And you hire staff and you hire programmers and sound engineers and all that stuff, and you build a game, and it's very fun. You basically have 20 years as a game company, and you start from the early days where it's just PC and Atari.
Okay.
Except they're all kind of goofy names because they can't use the real names. So there's a company, Intendro.
Okay.
Which has the Intendro Entertainment System.
Nice.
And the Super Intendro Entertainment System and the Game Kid and the Virtual Kid. You know, it's it's a lot of, and then there's Senga. Senga, which just came out with its Uranus.
Senga.
The Uranus, and then it was the Senga Exodus was the system before that.
Instead of the Sega Saturn.
Saturn and Genesis.
They really had to go with Uranus, really.
Yeah, I know.
It's the logical choice.
Yeah. And so as the, you know, the years progress, like new consoles come out, and you can release games for anything that's out. So you have to pick, okay, what's the console? Okay, that can't console, what's the share? How many are out there? So there's a lot of things to consider. And when you make a game, it's interesting. You have to pick the genre and the type of game. So the genres, it'll be like, you know, action, adventure, simulation, all that kind of stuff. And then there's kind of the type, which is, like you start with like robot, animal, ninja, art, historical, golf for some reason.
That's your sport.
But no, but sport is separate. I could have a golf first-person shooter.
That'd be awesome.
and they've all got different popularities. So like ninja games are super popular. And it's one of those where I think this is one of the flaws of the game where it doesn't randomize it. So in this world, shooters are terribly unpopular. But ninja simulation games are like the cream of the fucking crop. Which it doesn't
make...
These people like Ninja Gaiden, apparently.
Apparently. Yeah. No, like simulations and shit. So
do you get to play the game that you
Sim
make?
No. No, they're just products. Oh. So,
Sim Ninja. That would be the game.
Yeah, pretty much what it would be. Mm-hmm. So you're basically building these games and you fill the meters. So the different people you hire, they you know, the programmers will fill the fun and creativity meters and the sound engineers will do this. And then you just kind of... It's very fun. It's good to play on your phone. I would like more real estate. Like I would love it as a PC game because there's a lot of planning that you have to do, and it's kind of hard to navigate through some of the menus mm-hmm. to do it right. The other goofy parts of it is, so according to this game, you can only make a sequel to a game that is in the Hall of Fame, which you basically, because anytime you put out a game, it gets reviewed by four people. And then you get all the scores. So you get kind of your aggregate score. Mm-hmm. And you basically have to have straight eights to get a game in the Hall of Fame. And apparently you can only make sequels to games in the Hall of Fame, which if you've followed the gaming industry at all,
that's
not how it works. So I kind of went around that. I don't make the sequel. I just make a new game and then just add a number to it. So I haven't really played with the sequel part of it because none of my games, like I've had multiple games that have scored in the number one first week sales, like million seller, you know, first week that will get
with your golf first person shooter.
That I've not done the golf first person shooter yet.
You should.
I think you should.
I've done a couple different ones. Like this company, I basically accidentally made Squaresoft because I started with a series of ninja action role playing games called Stabby-san. Because you can name the games. And then there was all... Basically, it was all samurai-based games. And I just made something called an art shooter. I don't know what that is. But it's an art shooter. And it sold like 2 million.
Nice.
The downsides with this game is any game takes the same amount of time to make. And you can't choose how long you work on it. So you can't do like the Blizzard route where you're only making like a game every year and a half or 2 years. Because I'm on year 9 and I've put out 23 games.
Wow.
Which for a staff of 6 is kind of impressive.
That's very impressive.
That almost sounds like EA.
It basically takes about 7 months to make a game. And I understand the game reasons for it where, you know, you only have a set amount of time to build up your meters, and then you just kind of deal with it. But I would like kind of an ability to... I don't want to take longer on this game. Like, you can go faster, but you can't go slower. So that is kind of... And I think I would like them to take a few more shots. It's a very fun game, and it's very, very kiddy in its own weird way. I would almost like it to be a little more sarcastic. Take a few more shots at the gaming industry, be a little more self-aware. I think that'd be kind of fun. But I mean, you run the company, you know, just like any other company. So you deal with magazines. So you'll get the thing like such and such magazine wrote a story about your game. So now your popularity will increase. So my company, which is called Pantsoft,
very good,
is putting out almost entirely like Japanese style games, so samurai, ninja, shit like that. We just did the art shooter. I just made a robot racing game called Speedbots.
Nice.
I can show you all my games on my thing.
Key.
Yes. But our biggest demographic is females 19 to 24. Hot. Apparently, females love ninja games.
That's the demographic you would like it to be.
I wish, but no. And
perfect
some of the,
age for groupies.
Some of the combinations seem stupid. Like the first game I tried to make was a ninja adventure game, and they're like, "That combination makes no sense." Like, what? What are you talking about?
May we suggest art shooter?
Yeah, an art shooter made more sense. So
maybe we suggest a survival horror sports game.
Yeah, and you don't get all of the genres right away. As you hire people and you increase kind of the level of your staff, other genres will become unlocked. So it's kind of weird. Like I just got Sim RPG. So we've been putting on a couple of those games.
Sim RPG sports game?
Yeah, I wish. Well, there's no sports game. There's no sports game. It's just golf and marathon.
That's an MMO.
Maybe that's what it is. I don't know what it is.
You get to simulate the life of Tiger Woods.
It's a lot of fun. For a couple bucks, it's a good time.
If it simulated a marathon.
You get to go to the big game conventions. So you have to think about what kind of booth you're going to have at Game Dex. And there's
a
lot
booth babes.
Yes, you can actually.
Heck yeah.
Yes, you can. It's $3 million.
Ah,
these are the and for two.
I should
so.
Be a booth babe. What the
Courtney,
hell?
Courtney
where all the
be a
money
booth
is.
Babe.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Two booth babes. $3 million.
Whoa.
All right. So next con, Courtney and Ashley, you're our booth.
Your
babes.
Booth babes.
Done. All right.
I'm sold.
Yeah. So it's a lot of fun, and especially if you're a big gamer, it's kind of fun to do. But I want more. It's like it's one of those where it's too simple.
It's my argument for anything that's on the arcade and like that. It's like it's awesome. If only you could do more.
It yeah. Is. Yeah. So, but you know, it's been extremely successful for the company. I think this is one of the company's like only games. This company called Kairosoft. And I hope they do more of that. I would love to see a PC version of this where you can
you'd
really do some
do
planning.
More. Yeah, you'd have to really
do
get
some
into
real
it.
Planning and things like that. But highly fun. So I've been playing a lot of that.
Cool. What is it called again?
It's called Game Dev Story.
Okay.
And it's all one word.
Great English.
So yes.
Game Dev Story.
Yes.
Game Dev Story.
And all of the characters are, all of the people you hire have goofy-ass names. So there is a
Dyke
Manine? Dyke Manine would make sense. But, yeah. Mozart is my sound designer.
Oh.
You know, it's all kind of very, very punny, very punny shit.
Like Mo Rocca.
Mm-hmm.
I like
yes.
him.
Me too.
Yes.
Cole's like, do you think that's his real name? He asked me that. I was like, no, Cole.
In fact, I just fired one of my programmers. His name was Sam Ulation.
Oh, I would have fired him too. He's probably a prick.
Yeah.
Or he's already pissed.
Boy, that one's really bad. And I listen to ska music, so I'm no stranger to bad puns.
No.
You're gonna make me look up what the rest of them are. Anyway, we can talk about that off the mic. No. But yeah, that's what I'm playing a lot of, and I just restarted Dragon Age, but I realized that my mouse doesn't work with it, so I gotta buy a new mouse.
No.
Sad panda.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. But we're all yawning here, so
I have to hold the mic, which is a little uncomfortable.
That's
not
okay.
This mic.
Yes. No.
Mike is so upset about how much fun we've made of him. He needs to be cradled.
He needs a hug.
He needs a hug. So
we're tired, so I won't talk about games.
Oh, I thought you talked about games.
No, I didn't talk about games.
Oh, well, quick talk about games then.
He doesn't want to.
Okay, then.
Save it for next
week,
then.
Fine.
We'll talk about it quick. It's really quick.
You asshole.
Fine. No, I won't. If your hand is tired, whatever.
So, Mr. Mike... Writer of a new article about Fallout.
I did.
As if you haven't talked about enough of it on the show.
All right, well...
Stop being a little whiny bitch, okay?
Talk about games, damn it!
My hand's hurting.
Sorry, yeah, I wrote an article. I didn't particularly care for Fallout. So I got a bunch of games from Goosex, like a crap load at one time, and I hate when that happens, because then I'm like, shit, I have to try to play like four games at once, but... the one that I was looking forward to, strangely enough, was Blitz the League 2. And apparently, I am just in a part of my life right now where I'm looking forward to a game and it terribly disappoints me, which is my fear with Homefront, is that that game is going to be absolutely shit. But, so yeah, I got Blitz the League 2 and I was all like, okay, this game's either going to be terrible or it's going to be the best thing ever. It is... utterly terrible.
What is it?
Well, it's you know, the game, the NFL Blitz games.
Sure.
They've just made them for the modern systems, but it's all fake teams. But they've added a storyline to the game.
So
which I found
like Friday Night Lights.
It's even more fucked up than that. Mm. No. Basically the storyline is you know, the commissioner of the whatever league, I don't remember.
he's all like super corrupt, and there's a game going on in the field between the LA Riot and the New York Nightmare. Yeah, that is the... They're really retarded names.
So sure. This is the XFL.
Yeah.
Yeah, XFL.
Or the Canada
Or no, I'm
League.
Sorry. No, they're the New York something. It's the Minnesota Nightmare. That's what ours is. The funny part of the storyline, though, however, is in the third season of the game, in the beginning of the season, the Minnesota Nightmare folds because of a boat scandal.
Ah.
In the second season...
Art imitating life.
Yeah. In the second season, the New England team is accused of cheating in the championship game.
Snap.
By spying on the other team's practices.
They should have gotten their stuff taken away. So replay of the Super Bowl. That's all I'm saying.
All right.
I hate the Pats, too.
It's a timely complaint, yeah. But go on.
Yeah.
couple years too late.
No, because they're doing good again, and I hate them.
Whatever, your team beat the Dog Killers, so it was one time I actually rooted for
we
the Packers.
Actually, that was the second time we beat them this year.
Can I point out that the Packers might be able to beat four different bird
We're
teams
going bird,
if
honey.
They win the if they win the Super Bowl? Because like they beat the Eagles, they go on, they play the Falcons on Saturday. Mm. If they advance and they might
win.
Play the Seahawks,
yep.
And then they would go into the Super Bowl, which
against
the
Ravens
are still alive. So it's like
you guys are bird killers.
I'm rooting for an all-bird playoff.
All I'm hearing here is that the NFL team naming commission is extremely uncreative.
We didn't even mention the Cardinals. They're not in the playoffs.
Every professional sport has a cardinal. Yeah. Apparently the Cardinal Union has like the best fucking PR group ever.
But they're pretty birds.
And with Wildcats, too.
So.
Like every high school and college.
Yeah.
We're Bobcats. We're the Bobcats.
Yeah. So anyways, just look up the team names in this game. Like, I think the first team you play is like the Philadelphia Brawlers.
God, Mutant League had better names.
Yeah,
than this.
They're terrible names.
So
but
aside from the bad names and the somewhat kind of crappy storyline, like,
how the storyline goes is you are like the number one draft pick for the next year. Like, they pretty much said you are going to be it. You're the first player who can play both sides of the ball. And you go through in the beginning, and then basically what it is the commissioner's like, yeah, that's why the LA Riot, who's owned by the commissioner, traded for the number one seed, and your guy's like, no, fuck you, I'm playing for my home team, which is whatever team you create.
Okay.
So I am the Nebraska Star Killers. Is my terrible name.
Can I bring it back to both sides of the ball? What does that mean?
I mean, you
can
play offense and defense. Your player
it's
plays.
It's not like rugby where everyone does that.
Oh. Yeah. Well, no, I'm not a retard when it comes to the NFL.
So,
I'd never heard that.
Yeah.
Because there's not really many players that play.
No.
Not any.
Not in the NFL.
They just play
Spencer
special teams.
Spencer Havner, who played for the Packers, played he played tight end and linebacker and special teams.
Of course the Packer did.
In my game...
he still plays for him.
My character, which is... I made sure he had a terrible name. His name is
Dyke Manine.
No, it's just Mario. His name is Mario Luigi. No.
Please be Dyke Manine.
No. But no. He's a quarterback and linebacker. So
is it a? So you're saying it's a
so
horrible
he's a gigantic
game.
Quarterback,
right? He's just the.
He's Dante Culpepper.
Yeah, pretty much, except talented.
Well, yeah.
Maybe Jamarcus Russell.
With talent.
I don't know who any of these people are.
I love that. I love that fact.
It's Galarraga's cousin.
Galarraga's cousin.
So you progress through this whole stupid dramatic storyline in the game, but it's like the controls for it. It's like all sports games where sports games have gotten like a little too complex for their own good now. They've managed to make Blitz a little too complex for its own good.
I would just like a modern-day Blitz, but just like keep the gameplay as it was.
Like it's like you can perform two different types of tackles. Either just like the standard tackle, or there's what's called the dirty hit, which is just you make some super cheap hit.
Right.
And it's really weird. When you injure a player, it goes to this cutscene where it shows like the inside of a body, and it's like, oh, your collarbone has just broken, and it shows a collarbone breaking, or a leg break, or an arm break, or something.
That would not be legal in the NFL today.
No, although you can do these stupid things with, like, let's say, like you dislocate a shoulder, you can move the thumb sticks to a certain way, so you can pop the shoulder back into place and come back into the game earlier, or get or stick your player with a needle if he's in pain.
Morphine. Yeah.
Or cortisone shot or something.
You also, in the game, to boost your team's stats week through week, you can use legal drugs or illegal drugs to boost your stats.
I like the naming. Sneaky.
Yeah. And you also have to go...
I'd like some illegal drugs, please.
You also have to go out on the club in between games to build your reputation and get girlfriends. It's just like I said, like it just like it's terrible.
Is there a dance minigame?
No, there's not a dance minigame. No, the only mini game is which I think is the worst part of the game.
Aside from the shoulder popping game.
Is the kicking system. Now you've played Madden before, Courtney.
Yeah.
And Ashley, I don't know how familiar you are with Madden.
Yeah, I've played it.
But you know, like the system's been pretty straightforward with Madden. It's like, you know, pull the thing back and then let it go or something like that. No, this is a series of buttons will come up, and if you don't hit them fast enough, your kick will be terrible.
It's a quick time event.
So it's like, oh, here I'm going to attempt a 65-yard field goal. If I hit all the buttons in order, I hit it perfectly. But meanwhile, I've screwed up the kickoff. My kickoff just became a 2-yard kickoff.
Onside kick.
Yeah.
Maybe if you had more illegal drugs, you wouldn't have to worry about this.
But it's just... Oh, I don't know. There's no difficulty level, and the thing is jacked up. It's like, basically, it's if you don't perform an illegal hit right away, the other team's going to score, like, an 80-yard pass on you.
See, I don't know. Like, I adore the old Blitz game.
Yeah.
So it saddens me that they've taken it to that end.
Oh, and the game features the voice of Lawrence Taylor.
The original LT.
Yeah, the LT. He's like one of the main characters that you deal with in the storyline who... Oh, so I have to tell this part because it's really bad. So after the end of the first season, they purposely trade this guy to your team, and he...
Spoiler alert.
Like anybody's going to be playing this. He poisons your does something to your drink and then you get convicted of, you know, drugs or whatever. Because the illegal drugs you've been taking throughout the season don't get you arrested for this, but this one does. You have to play prison ball against former football star Mike Mexico. If, you know, those of you remember, Ron Mexico was the name Michael Vick used when he went to the herpes doctor.
That's right.
So, yeah, you have to play prison ball against his...
When did this game come out?
2 years ago, 2008.
Wow. 3 years ago.
Mike Vick was still in prison.
Mike Vick was still in prison for killing puppies.
Well, so you get in trouble for what? Poisoning the Gatorade?
No, you basically, like, you've been taking drugs.
Oh.
Someone poisoned your drink and that
someone
caused
poisoned
you to...
the water hole.
There's a snake in my boot.
But luckily, somehow, if you win that game, you get to come back just in time for season two.
That's exactly like real life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like The Longest Yard, that movie.
I was just going to say, what's that one movie they played?
Excellent
in
movie.
In prison.
The first one was. The remake was horrid.
Remake was all right.
With Sandler.
Although I like the fact that Michael
Chris
Irving.
Rock.
Michael Irving was. Was the wide receiver in it.
Oh, yeah.
Of Dallas Cowboys fame.
Good times.
Yeah.
All right.
I don't know who any of these people are.
But yeah, if you want some amusement...
Sports.
If you want some amusement, look up the terrible team names for this game. Like the Mexico City Aztecs.
Why don't you do a blog and write them all?
No. Not.
That sounded so disdainful. Why don't you do a blog?
Yeah, why don't you just blog about it, you asshole?
No, I know.
It's because you... But... It's I'm too tired. I can't even insult.
Oh, I got my first victory of the night.
Here's the sad thing. It's 6:30 in the afternoon.
No, I didn't mean it. No, I'm really interested to know because how many teams? There's probably 50 teams or whatever.
It's like 20 something. Like I think the most mild one is like the Atlanta 404. I'm not sure what the hell that means. If that's like the zip code in Atlanta.
No, it means the. The web page doesn't exist.
Yeah.
Is not found.
Yes, my team name is
the
basically...
The best name in the game is the Cleveland Steamers. No, that is the...
God.
Good.
It's a train, though.
So
clearly
this is a very mature group writing this.
Well, it is a mature-rated game. They drop the F-bomb in the game.
Yes, but that wasn't really what I was going
for. And the soundtrack is horrid. It's like, we found a song that kind of sounds like a 50 Cent song. But it's absolutely horrid, and we're going to make sure this song drops the N-word every 4 seconds.
So it is a 50 Cent song.
Well, but except it's not 50 cent. It's some bum rapper.
45 cent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
45 yen.
45 yen.
Wow.
So, yeah.
How many other jokes can we make at 50 cents expense here?
€1.
His life is a joke.
Very good. And he might be going away for stock fraud. But that's another story for another week. Yeah, we'll talk about it later.
All right.
So, yeah. Don't, all right, I highly do not recommend this game. I might actually be blogging about the game at some point.
Ooh, you blog.
Blog about it, why don't you?
It is what I do.
I didn't mean it to be like that.
So disdainful.
Wow.
All my lips are chapped and my hand hurts. That sounds really bad.
Why don't you go blog about that, Ashley? God.
All right, let's put this puppy to bed
that
here.
That sounded really bad.
Thank everyone for listening up to this point. Wow. It's been a long time since I've done a show that my face hurt afterwards from laughing so hard. I do want to thank Courtney Close for being on the show this week.
Hey, thanks. I always have a good time. We always have a good laugh, you know. I do think that we should get this place tested for, you know, gas leaks.
No, I'm just really funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm sure that's what it is. All right. Ashley, do you think you can keep it together long enough for me to thank you?
She can't.
Answer, no.
She can't.
Thank you.
They're going to find us just passed out on the floor, dead. They won't find us for weeks.
My stomach, ow.
Wow.
Through your hand and drink.
All right.
You want to try that entire ending again?
No.
No.
No, don't do it.
The show must go on.
All right. Okay. We'll do a serious, semi-serious version of that. Or not. Fuck it. We already thank Courtney. Ashley, hey.
Thank you for listening. And check out our various social networks like Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr. Just look up Tumblr. Yags, isn't it? Usually just Yet Another Gaming Show or FPG.
YAGSFPG is the Twitter feed.
Yeah.
Yep.
And then Yet Another Gaming Show or... Yeah, I think it's Yet Another Gaming Show for Facebook as well.
So.
All right. And also big thanks to Mike Dineen.
It's Dykmanine Esquire. Get it right.
Are you sure you want to go? Are you sure you want to go with that?
I think it should be Count Dyke.
Count Dykmanine.
No, Duke
Esquire.
Duke
Dyke.
Kick-ass Duke.
Sergeant Duke Dineen. No, Duke Dyke.
Regardless, Mike.
Anyways, yeah. So thanks for having me on. Thank you everyone for listening. I'm so sorry for this episode. Yeah, also make sure to check out the store. Ashley, when she's not laughing her head off, makes some pretty kick-ass stuff on there.
Thanks, Mike.
I was tweeting about the Palin Bachman shirts. Could be like, see, bitches, we called that.
Mm, indeed.
There's a homeless guy that sings in the Skyway on my way home from work, and I want to give him one.
I think we should. Be good advertising.
Because he talks about... like
Yes, often... Often homeless men are the best billboards.
No, he seriously was like,
for that Ted Williams guy.
No, he seriously rambled in one of his little, like, this guy makes up songs, and he seriously said, when I opened up the paper today and saw that Michelle Bachman wanted to run for president, I thought I was reading The Onion.
Nice.
I'm like, I like this guy.
Mm-hmm. All right. And we mentioned the Twitter. As always, big thanks to you guys for listening to us. Stay tuned. In the next couple weeks, we'll be finally upgrading our studio, including fixing the apparent gas leak.
and we're going to shave Jeff, too.
Well, yeah. That's just part of the
that's the ritual.
Yes. That's how we will consecrate the new studio, by ritually shaving Jeff.
The engineer.
Jeff the engineer. So stay tuned for that YouTube video.
Jesus. I think he's excited.
Like Narnia when they shave the lock.
What?
Let's just stop this. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll see you guys next week.
Most guys in porns look, they're fucking ugly, and all the chicks have to be semi-attractive. Have you not seen porn?